Now here is Robin to introduce our last group of news stories.
We have a varied group of stories to finish this week, starting with a 42-metre-long fabric and a retro football game. One piece of Norwich history has been given the green light for restoration, while another has been demolished. Meanwhile, Norfolk fishermen have lost their High Court battle with an offshore energy giant. Jane will start with a remarkable fabric tale.
A charity shop volunteer was shocked to find a 42-metre-long piece of fabric worth £7,000 hidden in a pile of donations. Helen Goddard, 73, stumbled across the luxurious material nearly as long as an Olympic-sized swimming pool at Oxfam in Magdalen Street on June the 10th. The piece is adorned with an 18th-century Oriental Tree of Life pattern, designed by artist William Turner, and is worth £7,000 if bought new. Miss Goddard, the shop's fabric enthusiast, said the unique piece caught her eye instantly. She said, "I came in last Wednesday, and I found it just lying in the fabric bin. There's masses of stuff in there that we sort up. It was created in 1912 and based on a design by William Turner. This colourway isn't available to buy anymore. The piece was made by G.P. and J. Baker, a firm founded in 1884 and known for manufacturing high-end quality fabrics, which has held a royal warrant since 1982.
A developer from Norwich is selling copies of his new retro football game around the globe as the World Cup gets into swing. Russell Winborne Peart's creation, called Striker's Instinct, has been growing in popularity among football fans around the world. The 46-year-old has sold around 150 copies of his game, which is inspired by a 1980s version called Striker in 29 different countries and translated it into 8 different languages. Mr. Winborne Peart said, "I'm absolutely delighted that people from around the world are finding the game, let alone enjoying it enough to pay for it. I think games of that era genuinely have something about them that still resonate with people today and that do not need a £1 million budget to build it. The technological constraints of those early games meant that players had to use their imaginations to fill in the blanks, and people's imaginations are powerful things. I'm in my 40s. And there is a lot of nostalgia, but for young people, it could be the first time they experience a game like it."
A bid to save a piece of Norwich history from ruin has been given the green light. Plans to give a dilapidated 17th century merchant's house in Ninham's Court, off Bethnal Street, should offer a new lease of life, as two new homes have been approved by City Hall. 6-9 Ninham's Court, which is built over a medieval undercroft, is in a poor state of repair and has been deemed at risk by both Norwich City Council and Historic England. Norwich City Council has carried out emergency repairs on the site, which has been empty for years. The Grade 2 listed merchant's house was built in the early 17th century over the 15th century undercroft. The house was home to the founder of the Maddermarket Theatre, Walter Nugent Monk. He lived in the house at number 9 Ninham's Court and used the large first floor room for performances.
A bridge which once connected Anglia Square to the Magdalen Street flyover has been removed. Demolition to tear down the 50-year-old bridge began last week, but in a few days it was completely gone. The work to tear down Anglia Square has caused dust chaos for many people living nearby and businesses who operate on Magdalen Street. Norwich City Council, which is leading the project, say additional on-site water spraying and continuous misting will be carried out to ensure dust doesn't spew outside the site's boundaries again.
Norfolk fishermen have lost their High Court battle with an offshore energy giant after a judge ruled that the public interest in clean energy outweighed their right to fish. Members of the North Norfolk Fishermen's Society have been ordered to move their gear by 5 p.m. on Friday to allow Norwegian firm Equinor to carry out seabed surveys before it extends the Sheringham Shoal and Dudgeon wind farms. The Norwegian state-backed energy giant, which reported revenues of £80 billion in 2025, had sought a High Court injunction to complete the surveys, which it says are essential before extending the wind farms. The fishermen, who say the costs of moving their gear and hiring lawyers is set to cost them thousands, were made aware of the legal notice earlier this month when they arrived at their boats to find papers zip-tied to their hulls. At the hearing, Deputy High Court Judge Aidan Eardley, KC, granted the injunction, stressing the importance of the wind farm project. The judge found it risks missing the government's 2030 clean energy target if surveys were not completed immediately, and ruled that Equinor's losses could not be compensated in damages, while the fishermen's could. KC Eardley said the public interest in completing the surveys outweighs the brief disruption to fishing rights, which can be compensated for financially. John Davies, an eighth-generation fisherman who has worked the waters off Cromer for 50 years and is the chairman of the society, said, "We just feel let down. We have been bullied out of the way. We've just been spoken by legal letters, most of them stuck on our boats. Might is not always right."